This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Finelli. Rich Heben's with us in Montana. Welcome, Rich Heben.
Thank you, Vince. We're living in crazy times, huh, buddy?
I'm so glad you asked about cars.
Yeah, I knew that would come.
And since,
yeah, that's all right.
And since you did, I just wanted to mention to our class something that I consider pretty important. So it's my belief that the average car, let's say 1996 through current models, have more and more and more computers. And what happens is these computers drain the car if you're not using them. So if you've been laid off, if you've been riffed, reduction in force, if your company has locked the doors and you can't get in and you're unemployed and you haven't been driving very much, or you've been locked down by government mandates, if you don't use your car, oh, let's say at least every 10 to 14 days, it's very likely that the battery will go dead. Because a battery in a car is not like a battery in a smoke detector. A battery in a smoke detector is a collection of cells, and they produce current. A battery in a car is just a storage container that stores current that's produced by the alternator, or an older model might have a generator. So it stores it. It doesn't generate it. That being the case, if your vehicle just sits idle for 10 days, 14 days, it's really likely that the battery will go dead. And if it does, your security system, your remote key fob, probably won't work. And if that happens, you might not be able to get in your car. And then, so what happens, you know, you call the guy comes with a tow truck, $200 for that, they bring it to the shop, they work on it, and they say, yeah, well, it's going to be $200 at least to fix this thing, maybe reprogram the key, because the key is integral to the security system and the ignition system of the car. And then what happens next is they say, and you need a new battery, and that's another $200. So $200, $400, $600 later, your car starts. And to prevent all that, what you do is you make sure you start your car once a week. Okay? Start it, run it for a little bit, take it around the block, exercise the brakes, the steering, the drivetrain, the transmission, the engine, all those things. And then you can bring it back home, and you won't have those kind of needless expenses. And since Rich mentioned cars, I wanted to share that with you, because that is happening all over the country. Thanks for bringing that up, Rich.
Hey, not a problem. It's so funny how I bring that up at the beginning of almost every show.
Yeah, and you know what's really funny? I get an email from one of our students, Amit Singh, and he's on the East Coast, and he picked up on that so clearly that and since you mentioned cars, and you know, and class, I want to tell you that Rich did not mention cars. So whenever I say that, I just say that. And yesterday, Rich, even I said that you wanted me to talk about cars. So yeah. I preempted it even a day ahead of time. Hey, Rich, I want to tell you seriously before we get into today's lessons. I really, really sincerely appreciate your friendship and your dedication. and your your tireless efforts to wake up America to some of its maladies, ills, and problems with solutions. I really, really appreciate your friendship. You've been to the farm. We spent some time together stomping around our farm here. And it's wonderful being a friend of yours. It really is. So I want to say thank you. And I'm very serious about
this. I want to say thank you, and you're welcome. And I feel the same way about you, Vince. And the reason why I do what I do is because I don't do it for money, for fame, for infamy, for recognition. You've heard me say many times I'd rather be hated and be public enemy number one if we can get our country back to law and order, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and prosperity for the bottom 93%. Because nothing is legitimate. And I want to make it very clear, and you've heard me say this 1,000 times, there's a reason why I call myself an average Joe, non-hyphenated American. I do that because it's true. Now, I read up to 7 to 8 hours a day, financial, economic, social, and political stuff, and I feel obligated to give this information to the people because I know a lot of people don't have the time to do this. And I try to combine it with ideas, solutions, and suggestions that are outside the box. And I stick up for the little guy. I stick up for the rule of law. I don't care what skin pigmentation you have, what gender you are, what gender you say you are or identify as. I don't care about your sexual orientation or your religion. I judge people by hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, ability to help others, willingness to help others, and following the rule of law. The rule of law. This isn't rocket science. This isn't big words. But the reason why I call myself an average Joe is not only because it's true, folks, but I want everybody out there, not just in this audience, but everybody out there to do their part. The silent majority can be no more, okay? What we have is a combination of a Bolshevik revolution, a Hitler, Stalin, Mao, Lord of the Flies history book in the making. And I've talked many times about the delegitimization of work and how we've lowered the bars of standards and expectations for certain groups, which has eliminated hard work, results, and qualifications. And I've talked about how the same people who are demanding those lower bars of standards demand no protection, rights, or restitution of the rule of law for those people affected. And some too many people are protecting their own group, and they're just allowing divide-and-conquer strategies to allow wealth redistribution from the little guy to the big guy, who's not only getting a free lunch, but we're allowing them to create new precedents. We're being blinded by political correctness, hypocrisy, double standards, and brainwashing. We, as long as we continue to let the powers that be divide us and give liability immunity to the big corporations and big government, we're going to have more and more fraud, illegitimacy, fascism, and wealth inequality. So this is why I do what I do. It's not that I'm any more intelligent than anybody out there. I do what I do because I'm an American. And it's our obligation to do this. And, you know, when we talked briefly yesterday, Vince, because we're both just so busy these days, you know, we talked about, you know, a little bit about getting ahead, and the wrong people are getting ahead. That's why consumer confidence is so compromised. We're not seeing a reward for loyalty. We're not seeing a reward for our people who really condone and be proponents of our Constitution, Bill of Rights, or the law. We're seeing the people who are getting ahead of who are the people who are offended, snitches, tattletalers, ass kissers, yes men, pot stirrers, gossipers, people who are proponents of censorship and surveillance, virtue signaling, followers, traitors, gimmickry, corruption, manipulation, practicing. seeing hypocrisy, double standards. People who scream racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater, with an ism, ist, and phobia on the back of every word. Basically, people who are selling out the bottom 93%, even those who are in the bottom 93%, who are not willing to do the reading and research and realize that they are promoting the narrative for the corrupt people who want to feather their own nest and addictions to power, money, and control, and control the narrative of the weak by sacrificing the truth, never mind the rule of law. These people are proponents of vaccines, military-industrial complex, more wars, election interference. You have to realize, folks, that the Democrat policies, they're no longer Democrats. Do your reading and research and see what JFK said and what he tried to do. These Democrats are basically creating a communist uprising and insurrection. The policies that they are promoting only protect the very wealthy. I have given study after study, data after data, economic 101 lessons and math till I'm blue in the face by the thousands of examples over the 9 years I've been on the air, showing the people that wealth redistribution is not happening for the little people. They don't give a damn what your skin color is. They don't care what your group or hyphen or pronoun is. They are making you, the powers that be want to divide us. They want chaos. They want infighting. Every divide and conquer strategy they're doing, including PSYOPs. So for those of you who might be embarrassed by the Democrat policies, and you say you've been publicly proponents of being a Democrat for years, they're making you hate other people and not stand for principle because your ego has been hurt and you're embarrassed. And you say, oh, I'm a Democrat. Oh, I was a Democrat 10 years ago. I was a Democrat 5 years ago. So I got to be a Democrat today. But you overlook the agendas. Just like I've mentioned many times, you're overlooking not connecting the dots and the chain reactions of the PSYOP behind the scenes, the agendas, the consequences. This is why I talk about personal experience. Because when you don't talk about personal experience, what you get is Russia, Stormy Daniels, Ukraine, the Mueller trial, Spygate. Everything that you hear coming from the mainstream media is all these examples I just mentioned. These are secondhand, thirdhand, fourthhand, gossip, rumors, hearsay. It's all propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, and lies and gaslighting. All of it. And too many people think that, oh, well, my group is getting embarrassed because my group demanded to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. But at the same time, you're demanding full law to be gone. You're demanding no check on runaway power. You're demanding a doubt on your own value. You're demanding more liability immunity for big corporations and big government. And as long as we continue to give free lunch to these elite who control everything, the hypocrisy, the double standards, and the brainwashing, there will never be any more freedom and liberty or control of your own destiny in America. We'll be right back after the break, folks.
Yeah. Yeah. No more free lunch to the elite. No kidding.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us, and Rich, what do you think about fireworks being used all over in cities as weapons, gangland weapons? Have you seen those images and stories on the internet?
Well, there's a lot of these things. You know, the 20 most dangerous cities, or 25, I think, most dangerous cities with the highest crime rates, who are having so-called peaceful protests, which every baby in the forest can see that's not happening, are Democrat-controlled cities. So, you know, they can... It was a funny... There's this guy by the name of T.W. Shannon. He was he was at the Trump rally in Oklahoma a few days ago. And I'm going to paraphrase what he said, but he says, in order to not be called out for infecting others with COVID-19, you should call it a protest and not a rally. Because the hypocrisies and double standards that are coming out of the Democrat Party are beyond common sense and logic. And that's why consumer confidence is flailing. You know, here's an article right here by Mike Adams of Natural News, very intelligent guy. He not only knows finance and economy and social stuff and political stuff, but he's an expert in health and nutrition. And he just wrote an article stating, America is now a failed state. No rule of law, no police, no leadership, no free speech, no functioning markets, and no equal protection under the law. You are on your own. And that's very disturbing. And, you know, we need to, you know, talk about all this stuff because we're in a position where every time we go after a group or other Americans in the bottom 93%. We are literally giving power and free lunch to the elite. And a lot of these people in these powers, whether it be government or big corporations, they put our taxpayer dollars into manufacturing the perception of their self-importance for their self-preservation. People, we are being used as pawns. And while we're fighting against each other, and they're sticking 5G everywhere to reduce our immunity, and while they want to give us, we shouldn't even call this vaccines anymore. Basically, they just want to use contact tracers to prevent us from doing commerce, reduce our immunity, and track us. That's what they really want. So we're being biologically, chemically, and technologically, not to mention psychologically, destroyed. We are allowing the elite to literally poison us against ourselves. And the funny part is they are using our funds, whether it be through taxes or the loss of purchasing power via inflation. So, you know, Vince, this is why, you know, I spend a lot of time on ideas and solutions. We need to, I know we say this all the time, but we need President Trump and the White House to listen to us. We need self-sufficient self-sufficiency preparation schools. We need to decentralize. Now, right now, there's mass, anybody who has any brain is leaving urban, suburban America, and I don't blame them. We've been calling for this for years, but now they're being forced to move. And urban and suburban America, you know, I came from the East Coast. I'm from the suburbs of New York City. I was born in Jamaica, Queens. You know, we have the suburbs and the cities are now all connected with concrete, asphalt, and buildings. We need to go back in time and build some skill sets. We need to think and live outside the box. All this hypocrisy and double standards that we mention every day on national radio, there needs to be practice what you preach laws. Everybody's so tired of seeing double standards hypocrisy by the Democrats. And how come the powers that be, where's the FBI, the CIA, and the DOJ? Durham, Barr. How come these funders of all these violent protests, the people know who they are. They know they're coming from the George Soroses of the world. How come these people aren't arrested? How come there aren't indictments? My question is everybody bought and paid for? Lawyers, judges, courts? Is everybody dysfunctional? Are we going to continue to have more murder, rape, and mayhem, eugenics, and genocide, and loss of rights, and freedom of liberty?
We'll be right back.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, Matt.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear masks to protect me.
Let's all wear masks to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12. Or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at Sunny-Bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at Sunny-Bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Considered the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and the directors of the CDC and the FDA will be testifying before Congress today. They're to share their views on the health risks facing the nation amid spikes in coronavirus cases in about 20 states. the president of the Police Officers Federation of Minneapolis, giving his first interview since four of that city's officers were charged in the death of George Floyd. Bob Kroll telling CBS This Morning he does not believe racism is systemic in the Minneapolis department.
I am the first African American ever elected to the Minneapolis Police Federation in 152 years. You know what I see? I see progress.
President Trump will be in Arizona today to view border wall construction and to hold a campaign rally. And this is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
A federal appeals court rejecting California's efforts to label Roundup weed killer as a carcinogen. The court ruled yesterday there's not enough evidence to back up the claim, as only the World Health Organization has labeled the product as a probable carcinogen, doing so in 2015. Bayer, which has owned the Roundup brand since 2018, facing lawsuits from thousands of users, and juries have awarded payments in the billions already, though Bayer is appealing those verdicts, arguing the chemical is safe to use. And Beatles fans can breathe a sigh of relief as it turns out the street Penny Lane in Liverpool was not named after a slave trader. Last week, in the midst of Black Lives Matter protests, which had spread around the world, including to the UK, the Penny Lane street sign in Liverpool was defaced, thought to be named in honor of James Penny, a notorious 17th century slave merchant opposed to abolition. If confirmed, the iconic road was in danger of being renamed. But the International Slavery Museum has now debunked those suspicions, issuing a statement reading in part, "We have concluded the comprehensive research available demonstrates there is no historical evidence linking Penny Lane to James Penny." Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Stevens with us. You know, Rich, we talked about how people will be unable to meet their financial obligations. We talked about this in the very beginning of the corona panic and how it will trickle down. It'll affect a lot of people. So, and it'll trickle up. So in April of this year, 12% of those renting or making mortgage payments were unable to make their payment, no payment for 12% in April. Also in April, another 12% made a partial payment. So if you consider no payment and partial payments for rent or mortgages, that's 12 plus 12, 24%. In May, it got worse. 22% made no payment, and another 9% made partial payments for rent and mortgages. So that would be 31%. In June, it got a little better by 1%. In June, 19% made no payment, and 11% more made partial payments, maybe 30%. So 30% of those who pay monthly to live wherever they live couldn't pull it off as, in, as delineated in their mortgage notes or their rental applications or their rental agreement. 30% in June could not meet their obligations. Stores are telling their landlords, we're not going to pay you. And what they're really saying is, we're not going to pay you because we don't have any customers. We don't have any customers because the cities are being burned down or the government is closing down businesses. This, and at the same time all this is happening, El Jefe, which is spelled big E, little L, space, big J, little F-E, El Jefe, meaning the boss, is saying that the economy is going to be wonderful soon. I don't see any way that that can happen soon. I think it's going to take decades for people to start considering bringing businesses back to the cities. And if I remember correctly, there are about 100,000 businesses that have closed since the corona panic. I believe that number is right, 100,000. That's a big number. And how can the economy return to normal with that many businesses that have gone under as a result of people not going back to work, people told that they can't go back to work, and customers not showing up? Any comments, Rich Sheehan?
Well, yeah, George Soros at Davos said that they were going to pop the and collapse the bubble economy. You know, Mayor was talking about it. A lot of Democrats were talking about doing it. You and I have talked about commercial and real estate and retail real estate going into the crapper for a few years. There's no more value in urban properties, okay? You're not getting anything out of it. We have to think outside the box, folks. Okay, we need a little land to grow produce. We need to maybe raise a couple animals. We need to harvest, have a woodlot to get heat. We have to think outside the box, okay? Because all the money is going to the elite. Let me just give you a few examples here. Washington, D.C. is in trouble. Duh. Almost 8,000 public employees with over $100,000 salary are costing taxpayers over $1 billion. Next article. D.C. public officials paid in excess of $1 billion annually as city lobbies for $3 billion bailout. And Trump's talking about another stimulus package. Now, instead of putting stimulus packages into government pensions, we need to combine because Social Security has been hijacked. Even President Clinton took gazillions of dollars out of it and replaced it with IOUs. You got companies like GlaxoSmithKline defrauding Medicare and Medicaid. Well, Medicare is Social Security. It's the same fund. We have so many instances where Congress have literally stolen from Social Security. You're asking these poor renters to pay for these public huge salaries, huge benefits, and huge retirements. President Trump, what you need to do is combine it all. You need to have one value of whatever unit of measure for everybody who's into retirement. And I've talked about this several times now, but people who work in your White House, all they give a damn about is not losing what they have. All they care about is their self-preservation, so they don't want to say anything. They want to manufacture their self-importance. So if an idea or solution comes from the people like us, they don't want to say it because they can't get credit for it. You got to hire patriots, President Trump. You got to clean out the whole government. Everybody needs a furlough, and you need to rehire at only 5% of the workers. 95% of the workers in government are irrelevant. They're tax drainers. They're inflation drainers on the public. And what I mean by we need an executive order for value and purchasing power of a certain amount, whatever the unit of measure is going to be, 5, 10, 15 years down the road. The people have to know. Everything is so corrupt. We got to know if the Federal Reserve note is going to be around in 5, 10 years. I mean, us patriots, we don't even have commerce anymore, President Trump. Phones, calls, emails, we're all being demonetized. Are you listening? Now, I appreciate it when you're asking for donations, but you're asking for donations from people who have been demonetized for years. Like I just mentioned, the people who are getting ahead. I did that whole monologue just a few minutes ago. And that's why consumer confidence is down, because there's no reward for patriots and loyalty and people who are following the Constitution and the rule of law. What you need to do, President Trump, is you need to let the Treasury buy properties from people who are selling. And then the buyers have to come in. I know we have a huge credit issue. But you have to give a chance to these poor renters and people in the city to buy properties, okay? And even if the seller has to hold the paper for a year, then the U.S. Treasury slash Fed, because that's what it is, U.S. Treasury slash Fed, basically buys the note from the seller, and the buyer has no interest and no money down. This would be a huge uptick for the economy. We have given thousands of ideas and solutions over the years. And yet your people aren't saying anything. You know, we talked about all this Russia, Russia, Russia. But the Dems don't care about election interference, or else they would have voter ID. The little guy, pardon me, is no representation. The Democrats demand obedience and subservience to the degree where we can no longer control our own destiny. We need public forums and citizen review boards everywhere, whether they be at restaurants, meetings, and they have to be sanctioned by the federal government. You have to split the media at the White House, at all venues, half mainstream media, which is corrupt, and half the new media or the alternative media. Your people aren't doing anything, President Trump. You're surrounded by traitors and cowards. You got to get rid of liability protection for big corporations, especially big pharmaceutical companies and all the Monsantos of the world. We don't need politically correct police. We need to enforce the rule of law and truth. Create a Brave 300 list for patriots who speak up, and then another list, and then another list. We're not looking for pats on the back or recognition. You have to prove value of free speech and courage. These are the things that we need. It's just like this political correct stuff with the police. Vince, I sent you a video of this guy resisting arrest, even with a taser. And then he ended up shooting those two cops.
I saw it.
Yeah.
I saw it. But I'll tell you what was disturbing about that.
It's very disturbing. Police have, folks, okay, you've heard of fight or flight, okay, with adrenaline. Well, police, their job is to fight for us. But you know what the problem is? The cops are having a hard time arresting people who are resisting arrest. We don't have more. We We need more penalties for resisting arrest. But guess what? Because of political correctness, we're not hiring the biggest cops, the fastest cops, the strongest cops. No, we got to hire people based on what shade of skin pigmentation they are. We got to make sure what gender, all genders are represented. We got to hire for this group and hire for that group. And political correctness has lowered the bars of standards and expectations so far. This is why I talk about hard work, proven results, and qualifications. They mean nothing anymore. See, when you demand that your group gets representation, when you demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations, you have eliminated and doubted your own value. And you are rewarding mediocrity in America, creating a law of diminishing return, eliminating opportunity for those who are more qualified. You are literally, when you sign up for these social justice warriors, you're actually insulting your own group, your hyphen, and your pronoun. You're actually degrading and disrespecting yourself and America. You're insulting your own work ethic, ability, and intelligence when you demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations. And then when you demand no protection, rights, or restitution of the rule of law for the people affected, you're demanding to eliminate the rule of law. And guess who you're protecting? The most corrupt part of big government, non-accountability government, and the big corporations, and you're creating more wealth inequality. So congratulations. This is what you got. You've allowed the same people in the mainstream media to manufacture the perception, pity, guilt, and ideology through race baiting, gender baiting, and you swayed public opinions to hold the narrative and the talking points, and you've eliminated America and created the divided groups of America. That's what you got. That is the Democrat Party. Congratulations. We'll be back after the break.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us, and Rich, we've been talking about being politically incorrect for years. And one of my very favorite radio hosts was a guy by the name of Robert Gigante, G-I-G-A-N-T-E. But he was known on the radio as Bob Grant. Do you remember him from your days in New York City?
It does sound familiar, yeah.
Okay. He was one of the biggest talk show hosts of, he had about a 40-year... he was on the radio from 1940s through 2013, so 53 years. More than that. Anyway, he was on the radio, and someone asked him about this woman. And this woman happened to be the community relations director of a radio station. And Bob Grant said the reason that she got that job is because she passed the gynecological and pigmentation test. And he got fired. So you can't say things like that on the radio. And what you're saying is this was around almost 20 years ago when this happened. And he got fired for calling it like it was. This gal was a gal who had different pigmentation, and she was a female, and those were the qualifications for her to get the job. And he called it out like it was. And he got himself fired for doing so. So everything's upside down and twisted, and it doesn't, you know, whether you're the best person for the job in terms of qualifications, in terms of experience, in terms of dedication and, you know, proven results and things like that, it's starting to mean less and less and less. And to compensate for lack of abilities, lack of strength, etc., government organizations are tending to resort to tools to make the weaker stronger. What do I mean by that? Well, a taser, for example. You know, it used to be that the police did not carry tasers. You know, they would be the police would be imposing men, and they, you know, if there was a problem, they'd tell you, look, you know, we don't need to tussle. You just need to do what, you know, what the law says. But now, because we have lighter weight police officers, they have tools to tase us and stun us. And here's another example. Now, the Minneapolis Police Department has encouraged the emergency medical people, the EMS workers, to use a sedative, ketamine, for, you know, controlling people. So what's been happening is the police have been telling the EMS workers to use ketamine, which is also known as a date rape drug. It stops people's hearts, it stops their breathing, and it really slows them down. Now, why would it be that the police would tell the medical response people to use a drug, a date rape drug? Rich Eben, do you have any experience with the drug ketamine? I don't mean using it, but I mean in your pharmaceutical experience.
No, I mean, I've heard of it. It probably has a higher street value than it does in the field. But, to me, if you give a drug to somebody for, you mentioned date rape, you know, I think Bill Cosby fell into that trap. You know, he rightly got convicted of rape because sex should be adult, mutual, consensual sex. And if you give that drug to anybody and rape them, that is rape, indeed, because it's not consensual at all. So,
what's happening in these cases is people would be arrested and they would be handcuffed or strapped down on a stretcher. Then they'd be injected with ketamine. And why does that have to happen? It makes no sense at all for someone who is not a doctor to administer drugs like that. Ones that will stop your heart, stop your breathing. And what's happened is people have had to be intubated because they've been drugged with this date rape drug, ketamine. This is crazy stuff that's happening. And, you know, if I had a loved one, you know, mother, father, sister, brother, child, grandparent, who was strapped down and given ketamine and died, there'd be hell to pay. There would absolutely be hell to pay. And these are the kinds of things that have happened because the weak have been allowed to serve in positions where they are not qualified. Not qualified. We'll be right back with Rich Sheehan. We've been talking about the United States going down the drain. We're watching it firsthand. We are literally going down the drain. And stupid people in large numbers are causing these problems. Stupid people, the GDP.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.